This is SCPB News. I'm Jeremy Ludeman. A House committee passes a bill that imposes a yearly fee for driving electric and hybrid vehicles. House Bill 1241 slaps an additional $100 charge a year for electric vehicles and $50 for hybrids. Republican State Representative Mary Duvall says the fee is designed to make up for some lost revenue collected by the gas tax.
When you look at fairness, everybody who fills up with gas in South Dakota, gas or diesel, they're paying 28 cents per gallon to help their car go down the highway. There's a subset of vehicles who are not paying anything to help their cars go down the highway, and yet they are using the highways, they're causing wear and tear on our roads and bridges. So from the fairness perspective, I think it's fair that they should help pay for that infrastructure they're using.
Critics of the legislation say it is tough to determine which vehicles should get assessed that fee, pointing to older hybrids that get worse gas mileage than standard vehicles today. The South Dakota Department of Transportation says if enacted last year, the bill would have raised over $276,000. A bill anticipating federal repeal of the Affordable Care Act fails to move through the Senate Commerce and Energy Committee. Senate Bill 186 looks to explicitly prohibit cancellation or non-renewal of health insurance based on pre-existing conditions. Opponents of the bill say current South Dakota law already protects individuals from cancellation of existing health plans, but the bill's supporters want more explicit protection. Senator Troy Heinert sponsors the bill and says what codified law doesn't say can speak louder than what it does say. Senator Neil Tapio says it is not necessary to pass legislation in reaction to something that has not happened yet. The vote to move the bill to the 41st day falls along party lines, with six Republicans voting yes and one Democrat voting no. A winter storm warning for Harding County through late tonight. Winter weather advisories from West River through the southeast until Friday morning. You're with listener-supported SDPB.